dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio.
Hot dog!
All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
It's another beautiful day for baseball. Today we are live from Hoyt, Kansas for Big 7 League Baseball as the Royal Valley Panthers play host to the Holton Wildcats. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Scott Cox taking care of us back in the studios. I am Johnny K. Softball already underway on the near field, and it is in the top of the first inning, Holton with a couple of runners on, but here in the baseball we are just about set to get underway. Holton again will be the visitors, and we'll go ahead and take a look at their starting lineup here for this Big 7 League tilt. Leading things off will be the pitcher, Blake Mulroy. Batting second is the designated hitter, Jacob Beard. Hitting third is the catcher, Kyle Bonin-Kipper. Hitting cleanup is the right fielder, Connor Tannehill. Batting fifth is the third baseman, Matthew Lears. Hitting sixth, the left fielder, Jaden Fletcher. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Logan Diekman. Hitting eighth is the first baseman, Andrew Williams. Batting ninth, rounding things out for the Cats, is the center fielder, Corman Jamison. They'll be facing Preston Golden of Royal Valley. He is making his fifth start of the year, his sixth appearance. He has thrown 17 innings this season. He has 27 strikeouts compared to just five walks, a 4.11 earned run average. Just a couple of weeks ago, actually threw a no-hitter against Hiawatha. So he'll have the task of facing this Holton team that is 9-4 on the year. Royal Valley enters today at 5-11. Golden also has allowed just 10 earned runs in those 17 innings and has given up just 15 hits total. He is 1-1. He also has one save on the year as well. Holton has taken a 1-0 lead over on the softball field. We'll have updates of both games here today as we're close enough, really about probably 30 feet from the softball field, so we're able to look over and give you updates on how softball is going between Holton and Royal Valley. It's a full slate of action across the area. You can find the full schedule at msesports.net. We'll also have complete scores of all the action from today. It's hard to believe, just about a week and a half left of the regular season. Then we'll have regionals, state after that as well. And we'll have a full broadcast plan for when regionals come about here in about a couple of weeks. We'll also have track regionals coming up here soon, golf as well. So we're getting to that time of the year where it is going to be busy, busy, busy. But we'll try to do our best here at the MSC Sports Radio Network to have you covered. Royal Valley is taking the field. Preston Golden going through his final warm-up tosses. And again for the Cats, Blake Mulroy will lead things off, followed by Jacob Beard and Kyle Bonin-Kipper. Wind blowing pretty steady across from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole today, so it is definitely a pitcher-friendly day here in Hoyt. Anything hit towards the left field is going to be knocked down by that wind. And also, it's going to be something to watch for in any pop-up. The wind is going to affect it. We saw it just in the warm-ups, how much the wind was affecting any ball hit into the air. So that'll be something to watch for as this day rolls along. Let's go ahead and take a look at the defense for Royal Valley while we have the chance. In left field, Doherty, Everett's in center, long and right. Wedge at third, Dressman at short, Bell at second, Wedge at first, and Brady Klotz is the catcher and the battery mate for Preston Golden. So with that, we're set to go. Blake Mulroy will dig in and lead things off for Holton. Mulroy just a 143 average so far on the year. Blake is 391 average on the year. And 46 at-bats. He has 18 hits, 5 extra base hits, and 6 RBIs. He scored 22 runs from his leadoff spot. So we'll dig in from the right side. The first pitch from Golden, the righty, is a fastball low for ball one, and we're underway. Another windy day. We've dealt with wind quite a bit here in the last couple of weeks in our broadcast. We'll do our best to try to block it here today. 1-0 the count on Blake Mulroy. A pitch from Golden is another fastball that's low into the dirt, and it's quickly 2-0 on the leadoff hitter for the Cats. Holton again 9-4 on the year. And now a fastball paints the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1 on Blake Mulroy. Royal Valley is mentioned 5-11, but it's been kind of up and down year, as you can tell by the record. It's been, talking to a lot of people and talking to the coaching staff of Rural Valley, it's just been one of those things where this year it's been a simple fact they've hurt themselves in a lot of games. Morley fouls the 2-1 pitch off, so the count even. Top of the first inning, the first batter of the ball game. Golden has thrown nothing but fastballs through his first four pitches. And now the 2-2 to Morroy. Here's a breaking ball that's left high, and that'll move the count full. So Morroy doing exactly what you want from your leadoff hitter, seeing pitches, fouling pitches off, working a deep count, and now the payoff from Golden. Fastball low and away, ball four. So Morroy is on with a leadoff walk. And that'll bring up now Jacob Beard. Beard is the designated hitter today. He has only played in six games. He's only had 10 at-bats. He has just one hit on the year. Beard again digs in from the right side. Morroy is a threat to run at first. A decent-sized lead, not running. First pitch from Golden as the fastball splits the plate in two. First strike. Rural Valley pretty much playing straight up in the outfield. Everton center is shading towards left center just a touch. Now a throw over. Morroy is back standing up. Morroy has stolen 10 bases this year, so definitely a threat to run. Now scoring a bunt is Beard, but he fouls it back. Now he's quickly in an 0-2 hole. Beard, the designated hitter, got out the battle now as he chokes up on the bat about an inch, digs back in from the right side. Top of the first inning, no score. I'll update his softball here after this next pitch. Here's the 0-2. Fastball low and away. Holding up 3-0 over on the softball field on Rural Valley, putting three runs in the top of the first inning. Here at baseball, top of the first. Blake Morroy at first, he walked to begin the game. And now the 1-2 to Jacob Beard. Fastball in there, called strike three on the outside corner. So the first strikeout of the game for Preston Golden, and there's one away. For Golden, that is strikeout number 28 on the season. And now here's Kyle Bonenkemper, who will dig in from the left side. Morroy, a decent-sized lead at first, not running. The first pitch of the fastball low for ball one. Bonenkemper with a .400 average this year. 520 on base percentage. That's the big number. 16 hits, 18 RBIs. There goes Morroy. Delayed steal, and he's going to be in there safely. That ball was almost in the mitt of cloth before Morroy decided to take off. But he's in safely with a stolen base, and now in scoring position with one away in the top of the first inning. Mentioned 18 RBIs for Bonenkemper. That is far and away the team lead. Now a swing and a foul off to the left side. That'll get out of play and actually will go into the softball field. That is how close we are to the softball field here in Hoyt. 2-1 the count on Bonenkemper. Top of the first inning as Blake Morroy stands out at second base after he let off the game with a walk. Pretty good lead out at second. Now a pickoff attempt, but back safely is Morroy. Morroy now a huge lead out at second. He was back in standing up, so he was able to get an extra step or two. And now a swing and a miss by Bonenkemper on a fastball high and away. And now we're leaving the count at 2-2. One out, top of the first. And the 2-2 from Golden. Before that, he's going to spin around and give a quick back look at Morroy, who had another huge lead. Morroy doing a good job getting a walking lead out there at second, not running. Now fastball just misses off the inside edge and a little low. That'll move the count full on Bowden Kemper. Golden gets the sign, comes set, and the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Bowden Kemper, the second consecutive strikeout for Golden. And at the leadoff walk, he has struck out a pair. And now there's two away. Now here's Connor Tannehill batting for the first time in the cleanup spot. 212 average. 33 at-bats. He has collected 7 hits. He's got 7 RBIs, 3 runs scored, and he has walked 3 times. Digs in from the right side, and the first pitch breaking ball catches the outside edge for a strike. So Moroy led off with the walk, stole second. But Golden has gotten back-to-back Ks, one looking, one swinging. Now a really late swing by Tannehill. Fouls it off to the right side into the screen. Matthew Lears, who was on deck, had to see his life flash before his eyes a little bit. That was a screaming missile that was just off to his right side. Now breaking ball in there, call strike 3. So Golden strikes out the sign at the top of the first inning. We'll head to the bottom of inning number 1. Royal Valley coming to bat for the first time, and we come back. No score here on FM 103.9 at KZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holden is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With 5 auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first inning. Royal Valley coming back for the first time. No score. Preston Golden got the Cats in the top of the first inning, striking out the sides. And our Royal Valley will come to bat. Here's their lineup today. Leading things off will be the second baseman, Kenny Bell. Batting second, the catcher, Brady Klotz. Hitting third is the first baseman, Jace Wedge. Hitting cleanup is the shortstop, Cole Dressman. Batting fifth, left fielder, Cooper Doherty. Batting sixth, the pitcher, Preston Golden. Batting seventh, third baseman, Kenan Wedge. Hitting eighth is the center fielder, Colin Everts. And batting ninth is the right fielder, Parker Long. He'll be facing Blake Mulroy of Holden today. Mulroy making his fourth start of the year, his sixth appearance. He's thrown 15 and two-thirds innings. He's 1-1. He has one save. He's given up 23 hits, 12 earned runs. He's struck out 25 compared to just 7 walks with a 6.89 earned run average. He will face Kenny Bell to lead things off for Royal Valley. And the first pitch from Mulroy hits Bell square between the numbers in the back, so he'll be on the leadoff hit by pitch. Watching Mulroy in warmups, he was not comfortable up there on the mound at all. Everything he threw was high and inside, and few of them even got back all the way to the screen. And if you look out at the mound, I know back when I played, which was quite a while ago, that always struggled here at Royal Valley. The mound is a little bit higher. There's always a little bit of a divot. And it's something that you got to fight through. So now here's Brady Klotz batting for the first time, and he swings the first pitch, fouls it off. Klotz, 392 average on the year, 20 hits and 51 at-bats, 15 RBIs. He has also scored 8 runs. He has walked 13 times. Now he swings at the hard ball to the second baseman, Diekman, but he fumbles it, and everybody will be safe. So that'll be an error on the second baseman, Diekman, and that'll put runners at first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Now here's James Wedge, who will bat for the first time. 370 average on the year for Jace. 17 hits and 46 at-bats. 370 average with 12 RBIs. He bats on the three spot with Bell at second, Klotz at first, and nobody out. First pitch from Moroy. The fastball hit high and deep into right field, giving chance to the right fielder Tannehill. It's going to go over his head and all the way to the wall. Rounding third base is Bell. They're going to stop him there. Now runner's in trouble. And now they're going to get from third base. Bell is now in a rundown. Nobody's covering third. The catcher is going to tag him out. And that is going to put runners at second and third. As Bell is going to be the runner tagged out. Klotz was the runner at first. And actually, hold on. Klotz actually ran past Bell, and nobody notices it. Right now, it is Bell and Wedge that are on base. So now it's second and third, and here's Cole Dressman now with an RBI opportunity. Second and third, one away. First pitch from Mulroy. The breaking ball has bounced in. Dressman, 268 average on the year. 15 hits, 56 at-bats. He's got 10 RBIs and he scored 8 runs. Now for the fastball, paints the inside corner at the knees for a strike, and that'll even the count 1-1. Second and third, one away. There's the 1-1 to Dressman. Breaking ball that's going to be chopped to the left side, but it is going to go into fair foul territory. The catcher picked it up. And, wow, I'm not sure if that was actually a foul ball. The home plate umpire really wasn't in great position, but he's the one that made that call. As the catcher, Bonenkemper, picked it up. Tried to throw it to first, but our home plate umpire is going to say that it was a foul ball, so Dressman will stay alive. He'll have 2 strikes against him. That was just a high bouncing ball that went maybe 10 feet. Nonetheless, here's the 1-2 to Dressman. High fastball, it's fouled back and out of place, so Dressman stays alive at 1-2. No score, bottom of the first inning. And the 1-2 again. Fastball high and inside. So far in the inning, a hit by pitch, an air, and a double by Jace Wedge. Base running mistake by Royal Valley. Instead of the bases loaded or a run coming home, instead it's going to be now a run scored for Royal Valley as Dressman is able to drive it around with an RBI ground out. Also move Wedge up to third. So Dressman does get the RBI. And Royal Valley takes a 1-0 lead. Now 2 outs, a runner at third for Cooper Doherty. 452 average this year, which is the team lead. And he'll swing ahead of a high fly ball to right field, but right at Tannehill, who's underneath it. He's got it. That'll end the inning. Royal Valley plays 1 at the end of 1. Royal Valley 1, Holt nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We know we missed out on a long list of things in 2020. Family reunions, weddings, and graduations. But too many of us also missed our checkups. I'm Dr. Nancy Zedek with Community Health Care System, reminding you that yearly wellness visits are important to make sure we recognize and address your health issues. Now's the time to catch up on your care by making an appointment at Community Health Care System. Let us help you get back on track to maintaining good health. Learn more at chcsks.org.
At Kellerman Real Estate and Kellerman Insurance in Houlton, we believe in trust and building relationships that have continued for more than 50 years. We believe in continuing education, representing multiple companies, and a dedication to serving on state and national committees.
Our team at Kellerman's believes in supporting and being involved in our local schools, churches, emergency volunteers, and other community organizations. And we believe in providing the best hometown service and value.
Kellerman Real Estate and Kellerman Insurance in Houlton.
We believe in helping you and the next generation.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of inning number 2-1 lead for Royal Valley over Houlton. Cats will have 5-6-7 coming up. Preston Golden out there still on the mound for Royal Valley after he struck out the side in the first inning. He allowed a leadoff walk and then three consecutive strikeouts to end any threat there in that top of the first inning. So Matthew Lears will lead things off for Houlton. Lears, the third baseman for the Cats. 436 average on the year and 39 at bats. He has collected 17 hits, two home runs, nine total extra base hits, and he is second on the team with 17 RBIs. He digs in from the right side, and the first pitch from the righty Golden is a fastball. It's fouled back and away from Lears. Golden threw 19 pitches in that first inning. Now fastball misses high and away. 1-1 the count on Matthew Lears. Wind kind of died down a little bit now here in Hoyt. It was blowing pretty hard to begin this game. Now breaking ball from Golden just misses off the plate to the outside. And that'll move the count to 2-1. But it's definitely died down a little bit. Still blowing in from left field. And here's a 2-1. Fastball in there for a strike. And it's actually called strike three. And down goes Lears. Fourth strikeout for Preston Golden. His fourth consecutive strikeout. And now here's Jaden Fletcher. Fletcher is a 265 hitter on the year. He got nine hits, three RBIs. He scored nine runs. As Fletcher digs in from the right side. 1-0 the count. Here's a pitch from Golden. Fastball just misses up. Royal Valley continuing to play pretty much straight up in the outfield and center field. Everett's playing fairly shallow and shading towards left center. Oh, fastball misses high from Golden, and it's 3-0 on Fletcher. Golden still looking for their first hit, have just one base runner. Now a fastball painted in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Over on the softball field, Houlton up on Royal Valley 5-0 in the third inning. We're in the bottom of the third. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's now 3-2 on Jaden Fletcher. The last two pitches, Fletcher has taken off running towards first base thinking it was ball four. He's had to be called back on strikes on the outside edge. So now from 3-0 to 3-2. And here's the payoff pitch from Golden. Fastball, swing and a miss. Down goes Fletcher. And another strikeout for Golden. He has struck out the side to this point. Five straight strikeouts to begin this game for Golden. After he started with a leadoff walk, he has struck out five in a row. And now with two away, here's Logan Diekman. Right-handed hitter, a late swing on a fastball. And Diekman comes up empty. He's quickly down 0-1. Diekman, a 250 hitter on the year. Just a couple of hits. And now it's quickly 2-0. Another breaking ball in for a strike. And Golden with an opportunity here again to strike out the side. Working quickly. Here's his 0-2. Fastball line to the left side, but that's going to get foul up against the fence. Beekman did not miss that one at all. He barreled that one up, but just a little bit out in front. Pulled it up against the fence. Stays alive at 0-2. Long wait, and again the 0-2. Bouncing ball hit up the middle. Dressman, the shortstop, waits for it, feels it, throws in plenty of time, and that'll end the inning. So, three up, three down. We'll head to the bottom of inning number two. Royal Valley coming to bat, leading 1-0 here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
When it comes to your vehicle repairs and maintenance, we know you have a lot of options. At Ireland Custom Exhaust, we want you to feel comfortable and confident with your decision to trust our family-owned and operated business. Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Holton, has a commitment to providing our customers honest and quality service with reasonable prices. Ireland Custom Exhaust has the technology and expertise inside a spacious and modern facility to provide you with the best car care imaginable. Don't fret your next vehicle repair. Call Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
One nothing lead for Royal Valley as they come to bat here in the bottom of inning number two. Preston Golden, the pitcher, will lead things off, followed by Kenny Wedge and Colin Everts. Lake Morrow still out there for the Cats. Preston Golden on the year, a 235 average. First pitch from Mulroy is in for strike one. Golden, 9 RBIs. Now fastball paints the outside edge for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Also scored 9 runs as Golden. And working quickly here is the 0-2 from Mulroy. The fastball that misses low and away. And again, 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Down goes Golden. That's the first strikeout of the game for Blake Mulroy. And quickly one away in the bottom of inning number two. There's Kenan Wedge, 106 average. He's just got 5 hits and 47 at-bats this year. He digs in from the right side. First pitch breaking ball in for a strike from Mulroy. So after that slow start, Mulroy looking much better here to start this second inning. He's missing everything high and inside in that first. Battled through it, and now a swing and a miss, and he's quickly up 0-2 on Wedge. This is Kendon again, the third baseman for the Panthers today. Mulroy shakes off, now gets to the side, brings the 0-2. It's a fastball that misses off the edge. That'll move the count to 1-2. One out. Bottom of inning number two, Royal Valley leading 1-0. And here's a pitch from Mulroy. A swing and a miss from Wedge. Down he goes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Blake Mulroy. Now quickly two away, and that'll bring up Colin Everts. Everts, the center fielder for the Panthers, 220 average, 9 hits, 41 at-bats. He does have 13 runs scored. It's quickly 0-1 on Everts. Royal Valley with one hit today, and now a swing and a miss on a fastball way outside, and it's 0-2 on Everts. Mulroy working very quickly. Here's his 0-2. The bouncing ball that goes off the foot of Everts. Good call by our home plate umpire. He saw it right away. So it'll be a foul ball and keep it 0-2 on Everts. So now two outs. Still an 0-2 count on Everts. Closed off stance, his left foot way in front of his right. And now again the 0-2. A big swing and a miss by Everts. Down he goes. and Mulroy strikes out the side. 1-2-3 go the Panthers in the bottom of the second. We've completed two at the end of two. It's Royal Valley 1, Holton nothing. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the third inning, 1-0 lead for Royal Valley over Holton. Johnny came back with you. Scott Cox taking care of us back at the studios. Holton will have 8-9-1 coming up. The Cats to look for their first hit against Preston Golden of Royal Valley, who has struck out 5 through 2 innings. And here's Andrew Williams to lead things off for the Cats. He'll swing at the first pitch, fouling off to the right side and out of play. Williams on the year. Has a 189 average, 37 at bats. He's got 7 hits. And it's a hard ball to the right side. That'll get through for a base hit. Try a late throw to first, but he beats it in plenty of time. So a leadoff single for Andrew Williams. So now here's the 9 hitter, Corbin Jameson. Jameson with a 207 average. 6 hits on the year. Does have 2 RBIs and a scored 3 runs. Digs in from the right side. Squares the bunt and fouls it back to the screen. So Williams at first, not good speed. Trying to bunt him over to get him in scoring position to flip back to the top of the order. But Jameson did not look comfortable squaring around there. We'll see if he squares back around here with nobody out in the top of the third inning. Not bunting. And the 0-1 is a fastball right down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-2. So now 2 strikes on Jameson. He'll have to battle with Williams at first. Here's a ball hit off the fist to the left side. It'll be a tough play for the third baseman. Wedge tries to go to second for one. He does. Smart play because he knew that Williams at first didn't have great speed. So he gets out the lead runner, Williams at second base. So Jameson will be on at first on the fielder's choice, 5-4. So now back to the top of the order with Jameson at first. Here's Blake Mulroy. Jameson does have 3 stolen bases on the year, but not a big lead over at first. Mulroy swings and fouls the ball off and out of play. Blake went off the game with a walk. Stole second base, but was then stranded at second after Golden struck out the side in the first. Jameson, another short lead at first. Here's the 0-1, a fastball high. One out top of the third inning. 1-0 Royal Valley leads. Blake Mulroy at the plate. Now Jameson, an extra step or so on his lead, not running, and here's a breaking ball left high and inside that'll move the count to 2-1 on Blake Mulroy. So Golden had 5 straight strikeouts between the first and second innings. And now here's a hard hit ball back up the middle. Let's play, but when it's going to go under the glove with a second baseman bell, and that'll be an error that will allow Holton to now have first and second with only one away. So the first error of the game on Royal Valley. Both teams now with one error each. Mulroy will be on. Jameson moves up to second base, and now here's Jacob Beard, the designated hitter. Beard was a strikeout victim looking his first at bat. He looks at the first pitch, fastball up the knees for a strike over the outside edge. This is by far the best scoring opportunity and threat that Holton has had so far in the early portion of this game. And here's the 0-1 to Beard. Fastball, late swing and a miss. And Beard now in an 0-2 hole. Holton now with an 8-0 lead over on the softball field over Royal Valley. They're in the fourth inning of that one, so Holton at 17-1 on the year, rolling early against the Panthers on the softball. Now with an 0-2 pitch, Beard fouls it off and out of play. Jameson at second. He reached on the fielder's choice. Mulroy at first. He reached on an air. And now a swing and another foul tip that Beard stays alive. Continues at 0-2. This will now be the fifth pitch of this at bat. Beard doing a good job. He's choked up on the bat probably a good inch and a half. He's just trying to put the ball in play here with two outs and runners at first and second. 1-0 Royal Valley holding the looking to tie the game. Golden comes set, takes his time. Here's the 0-2. Fastball, called strike three over the outside edge at the knees. Great pitch from Preston Golden. That is now strikeout number six. And a big second out. So now it'll be up to Kyle Bonenkemper, who struck out in his first at bat. Bonenkemper digs in from the left side. First pitch fastball just misses high and away.
Be ready.
Two outs here in the top of inning number three. Cats with first and second, and now stepping out and calling time is Bonenkemper. Jameson gets his lead off of second. Not a big lead. Golden gets the side, comes set, takes a look back at second. Now brings the pitch, the fastball on the inside edge for a strike. And that will even the count at 1-1. Everton center is now going to shade right center a touch. There's a big gap in left center field. If Bonenkemper can find that alley, it would likely score Mulroy from first. Here's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Klotz, and it's now 1-2. So Golden a chance to get out of this inning with no damage done. Big pitch coming up with a 1-2 count on Bonenkemper. First and second, two away. Golden gets the sign, comes set. Here's the 1-2. Fastball popped up. That'll get back foul in out of play. We're out of baseball, so they got to bring a couple here to our home plate umpire. We've had several foul balls here in this inning. Everybody will reset. 1-2 the count on Bonenkemper. Two outs. And again, the two-strike pitch from Golden. Fastball high and away. This game has really slowed down here on the baseball side. And again, the 2-2 from Golden. Fastball popped up, will stay in play. The wind trying to push it back in play, but it'll stay foul and out of the field of play. We'll keep the count at 2-2, and this will be pitch number 6 of the at-bat coming to Bonenkemper. Just kind of feels like a big spot in this game here in the early portion. Royal Valley leads 1-0, holding threatening here in the top of inning number 3. Golden again gets the sign, takes a look back at second. Again, the 2-2 breaking ball way high and outside, and Klotz does a good job of jumping to his feet and corralling that pitch before it goes to the backstop and allows both runners to room up. So now here's pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming up. Golden again comes set. Here's the payoff. Another foul off. This one will go over the softball field. But Bonekemper just continuing to battle with two strikes. Jameson at second, Mulroy at first. Two outs, top of the third. Golden, again the payoff. Fastball again, pop foul out of play over to the softball field once again. So Bonekemper just continuing to battle. And this will be the 10th pitch of this at-bat coming up. So at this point, no matter what happens, you're going to give Bonekemper a pat on the back. Here's the simple fact that he's just continuing to battle. Left-handed hitter. And again, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Klotz picks it up. His throw down to first is in time. And that will end the inning as the first baseman went, steps on the bag. And the strikeout is completed. So Golden wins the battle and does not give up any damage here at the top of inning number three. We're at the bottom of the inning. Roa Valley leading 1-0 here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that. Providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 lead for Royal Valley. They'll come to bat against Blake Mulroy, still out there on the mound for the Cats. 9-1-2 coming up for Royal Valley. Panthers got their lone run in the first inning. Took advantage of a hit by pitch and an error. Mulroy struck out the side in the second as he struggled with his command in the first inning. He was missing everything high and inside. And just mowed down the Panthers in the second. As he was able to do that on just 11 pitches. So here's Parker Long to lead things off for the Panthers. Mulroy the first is going to throw the baseball in. He wants a new one. Didn't like the feel of that baseball. I think he had a scuff on it because the umpire is even going to throw that ball out. Had several foul balls. It wouldn't surprise me if there was a couple scuffs on that baseball. So here's Long leadoff, 241 average, his first at bat here. Seven hits on the year. First pitch from Mulroy, the swing and a miss by Long. He was late on the swing, and now it's 0-1. Now a fastball drills the outside edge for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Long. Long only has 8 strikeouts on the year. He's walked 10 times. But again, he's only got 44 plate appearances, and now a fastball bounces in, which actually I guess is a pretty good sample size when you compare it to the fact that this is his 16th game he's played in. Here's the 1-2 from Mulroy. Fastball, late swing by Long, but he gets a piece of it and fouls it back to the screen. Bottom of the third, 1-0 Royal Valley. Mulroy into the windup. Here's his 1-2. Foul off to the right side. That'll get out of play. And again, it'll stay 1-2 on Parker Long. So just as we talked about, Long, a guy that doesn't strike out a ton. 476 on base percentage. That's a big number right there. the 1-2, another foul off by Long. So we've seen so many foul balls this, through the first two-plus innings. Long continuing to battle with two strikes. See if Mulroy tries to get him to chase. Instead, he just puts a fastball down the middle but missed it a little bit low. And that'll move the count to 2-2. This will be pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Mulroy takes his time, shakes off the sign. Now he's got the one he wants. Here's the windup, a breaking ball in there. Called strike 3. Bent right back over the inside corner of the plate for a strike. And that is out number 1. Bring in some new baseballs now. They finally got some of those balls back that were hit into foul territory. Now back to the top of the order for the Panthers. Here's Kenny Bell for the second time. He was hit by a pitch to lead off the first inning for Royal Valley. He eventually was tagged out in that rundown between home and third base. First pitch from Mulroy is a high fastball. It's bounced out of play. Mulroy, 4 strikeouts on the day. Seemed to have really settled in after a shaky first inning. Mulroy again shaking off a sign. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball beautifully bent in for a strike, and it's 0-2. Mulroy did not have that breaking ball at all in the first inning, but here in this third inning, he's gone to it several times, and it's looked beautiful. Here's the 0-2. Another bouncing ball is hit to the left side. Fielded by the third baseman, Lears. His throw is right on the money. And there's 2 away. 2 out. And now here's Brady Klotz. Klotz reached on an error in the first inning. His pitch runner eventually came around to score. Aiden McKenzie came in to run from him. Eventually scored on that RBI ground out by Cole Dressman for the only run of the game to this point. First pitch from Mulroy, the fastball that Klotz fouls off to the right side and out of play. Royal Valley with just 1 hit so far. That came in that first inning, a double by Jace Wedge. And now a pop-up, but again is going to get out of play, and it'll be 0-2 on Klotz. This has got to be the most foul balls that I think I have ever seen in a high school baseball game. And we'll see if Mulroy tries to get Klotz to chase here on 0-2. Klotz taking his time. Steps out. He's going to step back in as Mulroy was going through the signs with his catcher, Kyle Bonekipper. Now Mulroy is ready, and here's the 0-2. Fastball right down the middle, swing and a miss. Down goes Klotz, and that'll end the inning. So Mulroy strikes out 2. He's got 5 strikeouts for the game. We'll head to inning number 4 with Royal Valley leading 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth inning, 1-0 Royal Valley leads Holton. The Cats will have 4, 5, 6 of Tannehill, Lears, and Fletcher due up. If anybody gets on, it'll be Logan Diekman. Preston Golden still out on the mound for Royal Valley. He has allowed just one hit so far today. He got seven strikeouts, walked just one. His defense has let him down just once with one error. Holden was not able to get anything out of it. And so now here's Connor Tannehill to lead things off here in the fourth for the Cats. Holden softball up 9-0 now over Royal Valley in the fifth inning of that game. Got started about 15 minutes before we did. Tannehill with a strikeout victim, his first at bat. First pitch from Golden is a fastball on the inside edge for a strike. At one point in this game, Golden had five straight strikeouts. He's got seven for the game. Struck out two in the third inning. Now breaking ball, misses low and away. 1-1 the count on Connor Tannehill. Tannehill struck out on three pitches in the first inning. Just did not look comfortable at all against Golden. Now he's got a 1-1 count against him. Fastball, low and away. Royal Valley continuing to play straight up in the outfield. Everett's on a right-handed hitter is continuing to shade left center. On a left-hander, he shades right center, so he's just moving back and forth. Now a late swing by Tannehill, and he fouls it off and out of play. So now he's got the battle with two strikes against him. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0 Royal Valley. Golden gets the sign, comes set. His 2-2 is fouled back to the screen. Something I just now realized, Golden is going strictly from the stretch. He has not gone from the windup at all today. I talked earlier about how the mound here in Royal Valley shapes up. There's a big dip where the rubber and the dirt connect. And it makes it tough if you are really going to go from the stretch. There's a check swing. Did he go? It did not. So that'll move the count full on Tannehill. This will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat coming up. Talking back to that mound again, why are you going from the stretch? If you go from the stretch, you don't have to mess with that. It makes it much easier. Fastball in there, called strike 3. Strikeout number 8 for Golden on the day. And out number 1 here in the fourth inning. Now here's Matthew Lears. He was also a victim of a strikeout. His last first at bat, that was in the second inning. First pitch from Golden. The fastball high and inside, nearly hit Lears. It dips out of the way, and it's 1-0. Golden struck out the side in the first, struck out two in the second, struck out two more in the third, and starts off the fourth with a K. And the 1-0. Fastball catches the inside edge for a strike, and it's 1-1. Lears did not like the call. He takes a look back at the home plate umpire and snarls his nose, but then he turns back around, digs back in. And Golden working quickly now brings the 1-1 pitch. Fastball pinks the outside edge for a strike, and again, Lears gives a look back to the home plate umpire. He has not liked the last two calls. And now he's got a battle with two strikes. Chokes up on the bat half an inch, and here's the 1-2. Fastball that Lears takes a defensive swing at and gets it back to the screen. Stays alive at 1-2. Holding in just one hit today. Trailing 1-0. Here's again the 1-2. Fastball just misses off the edge. 2-2 the count now on Lears. Holden with just four base runners. A 2-2, a swing and a miss by Lears. Down he goes. That's strikeout number 9 for Preston Golden. Two strikeouts here to begin the fourth, then there's two away. So here's Jaden Fletcher for the second time. He also struck out in his first at bat. Fastball from Golden just misses a little bit high. The first pitch to Fletcher. Golden walked the leadoff man to begin this game in Blake Mulroy, but since then he has not walked a batter. There's a swing and a miss by Fletcher, even the count of 1-1. He's gone to 3 balls a couple of times, but he's been able to make big pitches when he's needed to. Fastball low and away, 2-1 the count now on Fletcher. Cats just looking to get anything going here against Golden, who has been outstanding today. 2-1. Fastball paints the edge of the knees for a strike. So now Golden looking to strike out the side for the second time today. Two out, top of the fourth. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Golden. Fastball swing and a fly ball hits the right field fairly deep. Belongs underneath. It'll retreat a couple of steps. He'll make the catch over his left shoulder, and that will end the inning. So 3-up, 3-down, 1 to the bottom of inning number 4, 1-0 Royal Valley leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Jackie Halls, and I'm the program director at Holton Community Hospital Senior Life Solutions. Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental illness during their lifetime? Everyone experiences challenges in their life that can impact their mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want you to know that you are not alone. If you have recently lost a loved one, feel lonely or isolated, received a recent health diagnosis, or have experienced difficult life transitions, we can help. Please call Holton Community Hospital Senior Life Solutions.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth, 1-0 lead for Royal Valley as the Panthers come to bat. They will have 3-4-5, Wedge, Dressman, Dougherty. If anybody gets on, Preston Golden will bat. Blake Mulroy still out there on the mound. After a shaky first inning, he's been great. He struck out 5 in the last 2 innings. The only ball that's been put in play was a soft ground ball to third base. First pitch to Jace Wedge is a fastball inside. Wedge has the only hit for Royal Valley today. That was a double back in the first inning. Now a bouncing ball hit to third, and that is going to be a foul ball. Wow, that did not go foul by much. Jay Swart, the head coach of Royal Valley, thought that was a fair ball. It was very, very close. That would have been a definite 2 bangs for Wedge, but it'll have to come back as he ran all the way to first base, thinking that was going to be a chance for a double. Home plate umpire calls it a foul ball, and it's now 1-1. So Wedge will come back, grab his bat, takes a practice swing, resets. Mulroy ready to go. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball way high and inside. Mulroy struck out the side in the second. And then struck out 2 more in the third. Fastball paints the outside corner. 2-2 the count now on Wedge. All of a sudden, this has kind of turned into a pitcher's duel here in Hoyt. Mulroy shakes off first sign. Likes the second one, and here's the 2-2. Breaking ball is fouled left side, and that'll get out of play. Sixth inning now over in the softball field. Holton still leading 9-0. Here in the baseball field, it is 1-0 Royal Valley. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here's a 2-2 pitch to Jace Wedge. Fastball high. It'll bounce out of the glove of Conan Kemper, but it will move the count full at 3-2. Now Nobody out, bottom of the fourth. Here's the payoff pitch to Chase Wedge. Breaking ball. Good job by Wedge to stay back on. He fouls it back to the screen to stay alive. Now pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming up. How many times have we said that today? Both offensive have spoiled a lot of good pitches by these two starting pitchers today. And now the payoff. Breaking ball popped high on the infield. It'll be playable for the catcher, Bonenkemper, and he's going to be underneath it. He'll make the catch. That's a tough play, but Bonenkemper made it look pretty easy. He fields the pop-up. The wind blew it right back to him, so now that's one away. That was right on the third base line, but it is going to be a fair ball catch. Officially, four out number one. So now is Cole Dressman. He has the lone RBI of the game. I was on a ground out in the first inning. The first pitch from Oroy is fouled off to the right side and out of play. Boy, if I had a dollar for every time I've said that in this game. Dressman going with the no batting glove look. Now a breaking ball left way high and inside from Mulroy. That one about flipped out of his hand. Now leaving the count 1-1. All right, come on, Cole. And now a 1-1. That's ball low and away. Royal Valley has not had a single base runner since the first inning when they plated their lone run. Now Mulroy digs into his glove, brings the 2-1, and it's a foul off again by Dressman. It goes back to the screen, and that'll even the count at 2. Panthers have not recorded a hit since the third batter of the game. And here's the 2-2. Breaking ball hit to the right side. It'll be right at the second baseman, Diekman. He's got it. He'll throw to first. It's not in time. Diekman kind of fumbled that ball again. That'll be an error on the second baseman, Diekman. And that'll be on a first with one away is Dressman for Cooper Doherty. Doherty hit a fly ball to right field his first time up. And now he bats with a runner at first base here in the bottom of the fourth and one away. Dressman with a decent lead at first, not going, and the first pitch is a fastball low for ball one. Royal Valley leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Johnny Gaynor here with you. Mike Mulroy gets his sign. Pulls a fastball into the left-handed batter's box for ball two. Mulroy got a pop-up to begin this inning. Now Dressman at first after he reached on the air. Here's the 2-1. Outside. Three balls on Doherty with Preston Golden on deck. Clouds now starting to come over us here in Hoyt. Has definitely dropped the temperature a little bit. When picking back up, here's a 3-0. Fastball paints the outside edge for a strike. Mulroy looking to battle back into this count. Five strikeouts on the day for Mulroy. He has to make a couple of big pitches here with a runner at first. Fastball splits the plate in two for a strike, and that'll move the count full. So from 3-0 to 3-2. Dressman at first. He reached on the air, one out. Big pitch coming up here from Blake Mulroy. He has been stoned since the first inning. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Doherty. A big strikeout for Blake Mulroy, and that'll bring two away and strikeout number 6 on the day for the righty. And now here's Preston Golden with two outs. Golden struck out his first time up. That was back in the second inning when Mulroy struck out the side. Dressman another short lead at first. And their breaking ball in the dirt blocked nicely by Bodenkamper, but Golden swung wildly and came up empty, so it's 0-1. Bodenkamper did a really good job of just throwing his body and smothering that baseball. No chance for Dressman to try to take second. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a foul off by Golden, and now he's in an 0-2 hole. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Royal Valley. Mulroy taking plenty of time, gets the sign, takes a look over at first, and Golden asks for time. Mulroy now back on the hill, gets the sign, and here's the 0-2. Curveball in there, called strike three. Strikeout number 7 for Blake Mulroy. And he'll strand one here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We've played four. We'll have the inning number 5. Royal Valley leading 1-0 here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334 Crop, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, 1-0 Royal Valley leads Holton. What has been a pitcher's duel here today. Holton will have 7-8-9 due up. Eekman, Williams, Jamison, and if anybody gets up, we'll go to the top of the order. The Cats with just one hit so far today. Preston Golden has been stoned for Royal Valley on the mound. He's got 9 strikeouts through the first 4 innings. He had 5 straight to start the game between the first and second innings. He has struck out at least 2 in every inning. Logan Diekman to lead things off. First pitch from Golden is a fastball in the dirt for ball one. Diekman grounded out to short his first at bat. Golden continues to work quickly. Fastball in the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. And 1-1. Fastball a little bit low and away. 2-1 to count on Diekman. Holton got their only hit in the third inning. That was on a single by Andrew Williams. Since then, not a whole lot to show. And really before that, not a whole lot to show. Swing and a miss by Diekman. Now he's 2-2. And here's the 2-strike pitch from Golden. Fastball high and tight. Cats got one runner in the first inning on a walk. Nothing to show for it. Set down an order in the second. Had a good threat in the third inning, but nothing out of it. Now a ball popped up on the infield, playable for the third baseman, Wedge. He's underneath it, and he drops it. The ball is going to roll all the way near the Holton dugout, but not far enough for Diekman to move to second base, but he's going to be on after the error by the third baseman, Wedge. in that wind blowing around, it's going to make anything in the air tough. I mentioned it in the pregame. That was the case right there. So now Holton will start with a runner at first base here in the fifth inning. And here's Andrew Williams, who's got the lone hit for Holton today. Williams digs in from the right side. Golden throws over to first. It's going to go off of Diekman, but not far enough for him to advance. He got away from the first baseman wedge. Here's the first pitch to Williams. Fastball, it bounces away from the catcher. Clark. It's going to allow Diekman to take second base. So Diekman takes second on the wild pitch from Golden, and now he's in scoring position for Williams. Williams had that single to right field back in the third inning. And now he swings and fouls the ball off and out of play to the right side. Now Williams steps in. Now he steps back out, asks for time, digs back in. Big minute, second, nobody out, top of the fifth. Breaking ball, left outside. Holton looking to tie this game up, down 1-0 in the top of the fifth. And we've reached a final over on the softball field. Holton wins it 12-0 over Royal Valley. So the Cats now 18-1 on the year. Here's a fastball that again gets away from Klotz. It's going to allow Diekman to take third, and he's going to be 90 feet away from tying this game up. It's now 3-1 on Williams. That'll just be a pass ball on Klotz. It wasn't too bad of a pitch. It's a little outside that Klotz just didn't get his glove all the way out to receive that pitch. So now 3-1 on Williams. Any ball put in play could likely tie the game. Fastball in there. Call strike two. Williams took off running to first base. So he's got to retrieve it even through his bat as he thought, definitely thought it was ball four. So now he's got to get his bat, come back to home plate. And now here's the payoff from Golden. Swing and a foul off back to the screen. Pitch number seven of the at-bat coming up for Williams. Holton now 90 feet away from tying this game up at one. Infield playing back for Royal Valley. Kind of surprised they are playing back. Fastball in there. Call strike three on the inside corner. Big strikeout for Preston Golden. That's a big out number one. So now one out. The nine-hitter Corbin Jameson will come up. He hit into a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. First pitch from Golden. Fastball, high ball one. Diekman reached on the air. Took second on a wild pitch. Took third on the pass ball. Jameson takes a look down at his third base coach. Squares the bunt. Still squaring. Pulls it back. And now coming down from third. Throw to third. And is not going to be in time. No, they got it. Tagged out is Diekman. He came running down from third thinking that Jameson was going to try to get the bunt down on a squeeze. But he got too far off the bag. Klotz threw down to third, and West tagged him out for the second out of the inning. So now instead of having the tying run 90 feet away, its base is empty and two outs. And a 1-1 count on Corbin Jameson. Now a fastball just misses off the inside edge. Well, what an opportunity. Take it off the board for Holton. Now a bouncing ball hit back up the middle. That's going to be fielded by the shortstop, Dressman. He's not going to have a chance to get to his feet and make a throw. So that'll be an infield single for Corbin Jameson. So good effort by Dressman, the shortstop. Just when he dove, he had no chance to get to his feet. Jameson runs pretty well. So now back to the top of the order for Holton. And here's Blake Mulroy. Orloi walked to lead off the game and reached on an error in the third. Jamison, a good lead over at first, not running. Here's a high fly ball hit in the center field, playable for Everts. He's underneath it. He's got it, and that'll end the inning. So Holton strands one at the end of 4.5. It's Royal Valley 1, Holton nothing. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at
364-3890. KNZA.
New pitcher for Holton, Jake Zeller out on the mound. Blake Mulroy will just be a direct switch. Zeller was playing shortstop. Jacob Beard was the designated hitter for him. So Mulroy goes to short. Zeller now on the mound here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Royal Valley leads 1-0. Zeller making his second appearance of the year. He's only thrown an inning this year. He's only thrown 16 pitches total. And he will face the bottom of the order for Royal Valley here in the fifth. So Kendon Wedge will lead things off. Wedge was a strikeout victim against Blake Mulroy back in the second inning. First pitch, the fastball that swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Close the book on Mulroy. He goes 4 innings. He allows 1 unearned run. He strikes out 7. There's a pop-up on the infield, playable for the second baseman, Diekman. He's underneath it. He's got it. There's one away. So one away quickly, and here's Colin Everts. Everts also was a strikeout victim at his first at-bat against Mulroy. So Mitch and Zeller has not saw much action on the mound this year. And the windup, his first offering is a fastball, swung on and missed. Zeller looks pretty good through the first couple of batters here. Good motion. Wind up, here's his pitch. Fouled off and out of play. Quickly 0-2 on Everts. Whoever is retrieving foul balls to the right field side is getting an absolute workout today. In the 0-2. Line drive, base hit, right center field. So Everts is on with a one-out single. That is just hit number 2 for Royal Valley today. But Everts is on with one away, and now here's a 9-hitter, Parker Long. Long also struck out his first at-bat against Mulroy. So now we'll see Zeller go from the stretch. First pitch too long with a fastball low and inside. Everts has 3 stolen bases on the year. He's got a huge lead over at first. Fast, baseball poured in for a strike and makes it 1-1 on Parker Long. Be interested to see Zeller's move to first because Everett does have a big lead over at first base. Another big lead. 1-1 is fouled off to the right side now to play once again. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 Royal Valley. Panthers with the runner at first base and one away. Here's the 1-2 again. Bounced in. It's going to get away from the catcher, Bonenkemper, and that is going to allow Everts to take second base. On the wild pitch from Zeller. So now the second run of the game in scoring position for Royal Valley. And a 2-2 count on Parker Long. This is a big at-bat here for Jake Zeller. Valley wants to try to get the second out before it flips back over the top of the order. Swing and a foul off. That'll go back to the screen. It'll stay 2-2. Royal Valley with just two hits today. One run to show for it. Holton's still looking for their first run of the game. They've only got a couple of hits today as well. And the 2-2. Breaking ball in there. Called strike three. Froze long. You had not seen a breaking ball yet. Zeller pours in a beauty and a big strikeout for out number two. And now back to the top of the order with two outs. Here's Kenny Bell. Bell was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Grounded out in the third. Big spot with Everts at second base. Zeller takes his time. First pitch, the fastball, it's fouled to the right side and out of play over the first base dugout. Everts at second base. He's singled to center field with one away. Reached second on a wild pitch. And the strikeout of Long, and here's two away. Here's the 0-1 now to Kenny Bell. Fastball low and inside. Big spot here for Bell. Kenny with 13 RBIs on the year. Just second on the team, looking for a big one here. Bouncing ball into the left side. It's going to be a really tough play, but the third baseman, Lears, fields it perfectly and throws on the money to end the inning. So Royal Valley strands one. We've completed five innings. One of the sixth, 1-0. Royal Valley continues to lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I will go ahead and keep it right here. 1-0, Royal Valley leads Holton. We are here in the sixth inning now. New pitcher, Cole Dressman, out there on the mound for the Panthers. You can close the book on Preston Golden, who threw an absolute beauty. Golden goes five innings, does not allow a run. He strikes out 10. So Dressman now on to make his fifth appearance of the year, 1-1 record, 12 innings pitched this season, an 8.16 ERA, giving up 14 runs. His problem is he's walked 17 compared to just 15 strikeouts. He'll have 2-3-4 of Beard, Bonenkemper, and Tannehill. Start this top of the sixth inning. Holden so far with just two hits on the day. A single by Andrew Williams in the third and a single by Corbin Jameson in the fifth. The Panthers got their only run all the way back in the first inning. Since then, it's just been a pitcher's duel. Holton had a good opportunity in the fifth inning. But had a runner get tagged down at third. He was trying to come home on a suicide squeeze play, at least is what he thought. The batter pulled back and then a throw down to third got him tagged out. So that went the threat in the fifth. So now here's the sixth inning. Jacob Beard leading things off. He has struck out twice today. First pitch from Dressman is a fastball. Swung on a miss by Beard for strike one. Both of Beard's canes were against Golden. Now fastball misses high and inside. Dressman a little bit longer delivery. More of a lengthy pitcher out there on the mound. Fastball just misses inside. 2-1 the count on Beard. Holding down 1-0. Now fastball misses inside. 3-1 the count on Beard. Beard just looking to get something started here for the Cats. Here's the 3-1. Fastball, high, ball four. That'll be a leadoff walk to Beard. That'll bring up now Kyle Bonenkemper, who has also struck out twice today. Bonenkemper saw 10 pitches in his at-bat in the third inning, eventually ended in a strikeout. Good lead for Beard at first, not running. First pitch from Dressman is a fastball low for ball one. So after starting off with a strike, Dressman has now missed on 5 consecutive. And now he bounces a fastball in, and it's 2-1 to Bonenkemper. Beard at first, nobody out. Top of the sixth. There's a bouncing ball to the second baseman, a chance for two. Second for one on the first, in time as a double play. Just what the doctor ordered for Cole Dressman. Defense helps him out, and he gets two quick outs. And there's two outs now here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-6-3 double play. Gives Royal Valley two big outs, and now nobody on with two away for Connor Tannehill. Tannehill has also struck out twice today. So the 2-3-4 hitters have struck out a combined 6 times today. Now quickly 0-1 on Tannehill. Here's the 0-1 from Dressman. Last ball inside. 1-1 the count. Tannehill, the state wrestling champ for Holton. Now he fouls a 1-1 pitch back to the screen. So Dressman had a little bit of struggles there early on in his inning, but he got the ground ball double play that got him two quick outs. Now he's 1-2 on Tannehill. Dressman into the windup. Here's his 1-2. Bouncing ball to the right side, right to the first baseman, Golden. He'll step on the bag, and that will end the inning. So at the end of 5.5, it's 1-0 Royal Valley. The Panthers coming to bat. You're on FM 103.9, KNZA. Bottom of the sixth inning, Royal Valley leads 1-0. Jake Zeller still out there on the mound for Holton. He came on in relief in the fifth. out a single, but other than that, pop out, strike out, and the ground out. They'll face Brady Clough to lead things off for the Panthers. Brady digs in, gives a smile out to his buddy Jake Zeller. Smiles back at him, and Clough now digs in. Bottom of the sixth inning, 1-0 Royal Valley. Swing and a high fly ball hit into left field. It is going to be a really tough play. That is going to drop down for a base hit. Clough's running quickly, dives into second base. He's got a stand-up double. Good hustle by Clough. And again, he smiles into the pitcher, Jake Zeller, who looks back at him and says, well, you got me there. But it's a leadoff double for Clough. He'll come out. Aiden McKenzie will come in to run for him. So now here's Jace Wedge with a runner at second base and nobody out. Big opportunity for Royal Valley to tack on some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth inning, leading just 1-0. Wedge doubled in the first, popped out in the third. Excuse me, that was in the fourth, and now he swings. He comes up empty. The first pitch from Zeller here in the sixth. That ball that Clough hit was hit so high, and Fletcher was playing very deep. It just kind of got hit into no man's land. And now a swing and a hot shot hit down the line in the left field for a base hit. Rounding third, coming in to score is McKenzie. The throw to the plate is not in time. And that's an RBI double for Jinx Wedge. And all of a sudden, it's 2-0 Royal Valley. So Wedge now at second base. Trades places with Kinsey, who was running for Clough. Still nobody out. And here's Cole Dressman. Dressman now on the mound for Royal Valley. He swings the first pitch, fouls it off to right side and into the screen. Dressman had an RBI ground out in the first inning, reached on an error in the fourth. So now 2-0 Royal Valley here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And here's the 0-1 to Dressman. Ball popped up again. This is going to get out of play, and it's 0-2 on the pitcher for Royal Valley. So back-to-back hits here for Royal Valley. They only had two hits total through the first five innings. But two more here in the sixth, and they've tacked on a big insurance run. Looking for more. Zeller comes set. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball bounces to the screen, and that's going to allow Wedge to take third base. And now a chance for another RBI for Dressman if he can just put the ball in play here. This would be another big run for the Panthers. Dressman has one RBI already today and looking to help his own cause. Holden going to bring the infield in. And a bouncing ball into the second baseman. It's going to go through the glove of Diekman into right field. So that'll be an error on Diekman. It will not be an RBI, unfortunately, for Dressman. A Wedge comes down to score. And that is now 3-0 Royal Valley with still nobody out here in the sixth. Cooper Doherty now digs in as we're going to have another pinch runner. Ethan Nooner will come in to run for the pitcher, Dressman. And here's Cooper Doherty, who has flown out and struck out. There's a swing and a miss by Doherty on the first pitch from Zeller. The Panthers really haven't hit the ball that hard here against Zeller in this inning. A high fly ball that just found the right spot in the outfield. A bouncing ball that hugged the line for a double. And now a throw down to second base. Team tagged out on a good job by Kyle Bonenkemper and a late break by Ethan Nooner. He's going to be tagged out looking to advance as the ball bounced in the dirt. Bonenkemper jumped on it quickly. It bounced right in front of him. It really wasn't that far away from him. And he threw a strike to second base, and Blake Mulroy put down the tag. So now one out with the bases empty. And a 1-1 count on Cooper Doherty. How fastball bounces in. Bonenkemper again blocks it in front of him, but nobody on. He can slowly pick it up and toss it back out to Zeller. 3-0 Royal Valley. They've played it 2 runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And 2-1. Swing and a miss. That's now 2-2 on Cooper Doherty. Old softball won 12-0 a little bit earlier. And now the 2-2 pitch is a fastball low and away. Full count now on Doherty. Zeller into the windup, and here's the payoff. Fastball just misses off the inside edge. Zeller puts his hands on his head. He thought he made a good pitch, but instead it's ball four. Now with one out, the runner at first is Preston Golden. Golden has struck out twice today, but he was impressive on the mound for Royal Valley. Did not give up a run in 5 innings of work. And here's a line drive, base hit in the left field. Rounding second base is Doherty. He's going to stop there. That's a solid single for Preston Golden. And now runners at first and second for Kendon Wedge. So that was the best thing for Royal Valley, was to get Blake Mulroy out of the game for Holton. Zeller's been hit around a little bit here in the sixth. He's given up 2 runs, and now with just one out, faces runners at first and second. Kinsen has struck out and popped out today. He digs in from the right side. First pitch from Zeller, the fastball. It's blocked again by Bonenkemper. Three nothing Royal Valley, bottom of the sixth inning, one away. Panthers got a lone run in the first inning. They played it 2 more here in the sixth. There's a swing and a line drive hit right to the second baseman. He's going to make the catch, throw to first. There's a double play, and that will end the inning. So Holton gets out of it, limits the damage to just 2. We'll head to the seventh inning of play. Holton needs 3 runs to keep this game going. We'll have it when we come back here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Navigating all the changes of today's world can be tough. Let us help you with your long-term care needs. At The Pines, our goal is to safely care for your loved ones while providing the best care possible. We currently have a safe and flexible visitation policy. You can rest easy knowing your loved one is getting the care they need while also having the ability to visit in person. We have 2 locations here in Holton. You can check out our Facebook page or call us for a tour today. At The Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
KNZA.
Seventh inning, 3-0 lead for Royal Valley. Holton needs 3 runs to keep this going. Cole Dressman will stay out there on the mound for Royal Valley. He came on in relief in the sixth inning. He got the Cats in order 1-2-3 thanks to a big 4-6-3 double play. They'll have 5-6-7 hitters to deal with. Matthew Lears, Gene Fletcher, Logan Diekman, and if anybody get on, Andrew Williams will bat. So Matthew Lears will lead things off. He has struck out twice today, but both of those were against the now first baseman, Preston Golden. Lears struck out looking in the second, swinging in the fourth. Here's his first at bat against Golden. Excuse me, against Dressman. First pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike. Dressman came on in that sixth inning. He struggled with his command a little bit early, but then right after he got that double play ball, it seemed to really settle him in. Now there's a bouncing ball that gets to the screen on a fastball that will make it 1-1. Holton with just a couple of hits today. One hit on a single in a third and another single in the fifth. Here's a fastball that nearly drills Lears in the head, but he ducks out of the way at the last second. That makes it 2-1. Grossman rocking the stirrup look. And now it's 3-1 on Cole on Matthew Lears. Just as I see that, Dressman has missed a couple, and now a 3-1 is a fastball that misses low and away for ball four. That's exactly how Dressman started the sixth inning. Then he got the big double play, and then a ground out to end it. He's looking for another big double play ball here. It'll be Jaden Fletcher who will bat. He struck out in the second, flew out in the fourth.
He's looking for the
five. So Holton is looking to get anything going here in this seventh inning. They need three runs to keep it going. And Dressman actually towed the slab like he was going to go into the windup and had to step off, and he realized he needed to go from the stretch with the runner at first. Big lead at first for Lears. And Fletcher swings at the first pitch, fouls it back to the screen. So Holton has had now five base runners today is all they've had. Five base runners through six-plus innings. Now fastball misses high. Throw down to first is not going to be in time. Diving back safely is Lears. As Golden, the first baseman, also dropped the baseball. Good idea by Brady Klotz. 1-1 the count on Jaden Fletcher. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. 3-0 Royal Valley. Another huge lead for Lears over at first, not running, and a fastball paints the inside at the belt for a strike. That's 1-2. Dressman takes his time, gets the sign, comes set, takes a look over at first. Now he's going to slowly throw over to first. Back safely in plenty of time is Lears. Dressman ready again. Here's a 1-2. Fastball in there. Call strike three right at the top of the zone. Got him with a fastball. Down goes Fletcher for the second time. And a big first out for Cole Dressman. And that'll bring up Logan Diekman now with one away and a runner at first. Diekman has grounded out and reached on there. Dressman would take a ground ball here to possibly end this game. First pitch fastball misses a little bit inside for ball one. Diekman is a guy that could play as a candidate for a double play. Not great speed. Now a throw over by Dressman. Diving back safely is Lears.
Be ready, defense. All right, Cole, come on, get it.
Another big lead for Lears. There he goes. He's going to try to steal. Klotz throw down to second base. He's going to go into right center field. Lears is going to try to go to third. Throw to third base is not going to be in time. And so Lears will go all the way to third. That'll officially go down as an error on the catcher, Klotz. So it'll be a stolen base and then an E2 allowing Lears to go to third. And it's now 2-0 on Diekman. Holton with their looking for their first run of the game, standing 90 feet away, one out, top of the seventh inning, a 3-0 deficit. Here's a bouncing ball into the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Wedge. He'll throw to first in time, and there's two away. 5-3 on the put out. Smart play by Wedge as well, not to try to worry about getting the runner coming down from third. Again, Lears did score, but his run doesn't mean a whole lot. Granted, it does make it a 3-1 game, but you'll trade an out, a second out of the inning with two runs to spare. And now it's down to Andrew Williams for Holt. First pitch from Dressman is a fastball, high ball one. Williams singled in the third, struck out in the fifth, one of the only two hits that Holden has had today. Now fastball misses outside, 2-0 the count on Williams. Dressman works quickly. Now a fastball misses high, and it's 3-0.
All right, come on, Cole. Fill it up. Let's go.
Mentioned Dressman has had a little struggle with his command this year. 17 walks compared to 15 strikeouts coming into this game, and now I believe he hits Williams. I think the umpire is going to call it ball four. And now we're going to have a quick meeting at the mound. Just call that ball four then. Okay, so that'll just be the second walk of the inning issued by Dressman. That'll bring up the nine-hitter Corbin Jameson, who has put the ball in place played twice today. He hit into a fielder's choice in the third and singled in the fifth. So two outs here in the seventh inning, 3-1 our score, and finally the umpire is going to come out and get the meeting done at the mound. So Dressman's going to stay in there. So here's Corbin Jameson. He'll dig in from the right side. Runner at first base. First pitch to Jameson is a fastball inside for ball one. And 1-0. Fastball in there for a called strike. Long wait. Dressman brings the 1-1. It's a swing and a miss by Jameson, and now holds down to their final strike. Jameson just trying to stay alive and keep things rolling for the Cats. Dressman looking to finish things off here. Here's the 1-2. They swing and a foul off by Jameson. Stays alive. To the count on Jameson, two outs. And called strike three on the outside corner. That'll do it. Down goes Jameson, and that'll end the game. Final score, Royal Valley 3, Holden 1. We'll take our post-game timeout. We'll come back to summarize here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Community Healthcare System is excited to offer COVID-19 vaccines by appointment at their clinics. Everyone age 16 and up is eligible to receive a vaccine. Community Healthcare System is there to answer your questions and provide the protection you need. Call your CHCS clinic today for an appointment. They're looking forward to getting back to normal. At Community Healthcare System, their mission is to enrich the health and lives of the people they serve.
Looking out the window on the southeast corner of the Holton Square, Roger and Cindy Hauer at Kellerman's know how important a great community is.
And you'd be amazed at how many times I'm sitting there in my office working and I see a hand or a friendly smile waving at me, and I know that people are enjoying being outside and being on our downtown.
Our small town culture is very important to us, and we feel like people that are gravitating to this type of a community are looking for more of a laid back pace of life. Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
KNZA.
Final score, Roll Valley wins it 3-1. Roll Valley got a run in the first inning, two more in the sixth, got a great pitching performance from Preston Golden. Cole Dressman finishes it off. So Roll Valley picks up the victory here in game number one of our doubleheader. Johnny came back with you. Scott Cox taking care of us back at the studios. Roll Valley got the run in the first inning thanks to a hit-by pitch, an error, a double, and then an RBI ground out from Cole Dressman. That 1-0 score held all the way until the sixth inning when Roll Valley played it two. Back-to-back doubles by Brady Klotz and Jace Wedge. Wedge doubled in Aiden McKenzie, who was running for Klotz. And an error on a ball hit by Dressman allowed the second run to come in and score. And that is how Roll Valley got their 3-1 runs to win it. Holton got their lone run in the seventh inning. They struggled only two hits until the seventh, where they got a pair of walks and eventually scored on another ground out, on an RBI ground out from Logan Diekman. But other than that, the Cats were held in check, only finish again with just two hits today. One by Andrew Williams in the third, another on a single by Corbin Jameson in the fifth inning. So Holton drops to 9-5 on the year with the loss. Looking at the numbers, we'll start with Holton. Blake Mulroy was on base twice today, reached on a walk and an error, also stole a bag. Jacob Beard reached on a walk. Matthew Lears was on base once, scored the lone run as he walked and eventually came around to score. Logan Diekman reached base once. Andrew Williams was on base twice, a single and a walk. And Corbin Jameson was on base twice, reached on a fielder's choice, and a single. Blake Mulroy threw five innings for Holton. He only allowed the one unearned run. Other than that, he was fantastic today as he struck out three consecutive batters in the second and eight for the game. So Blake Mulroy strikes out eight, gives up just the one unearned run here today, but he officially will be handed the loss. For Royal Valley, Kenny Bell was on base once. He was hit by a pitch. Brady Klotz was on base twice and scored a run. Actually scored two runs. Jace Wedge was on base twice, doubled twice, had an RBI, scored a run. Cole Dressman had an RBI single. He was on base three times. Cooper Doherty was on base once with a walk. Preston Golden had a single. He was 1-for-3. Kendon Wedge was 0-for-3. Colin Everts was 1-for-2 with a single. And Parker Long was 0-for-2 for Royal Valley, who finishes and picks up their sixth win of the season. Make sure you check out MSCSports.net. We'll have complete scores and recaps of everything from tonight's action around the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Northeast Kansas area, Big 7, Northeast Kansas. Also track teams in action today, along with golf at Onega. So a lot of things going on tonight as we're rounding down the regular season here for the 2021 spring sports year. But that'll do it here from Hoyt, Kansas. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. For our man Scott Cox taking care of us back in the studios. Scott, thank you so much. This is Johnny Kane saying so long here from Hoyt. Royal Valley wins it 3-1 the final here on the MS.